This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Is that new music, John?
Sounds new.
I think so. I'm Adora Udoji. Thanks, Dylan, for that. We enjoyed it. Joe Edley, you there?
I'm here.
Did you hit a bingo this week?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. Joe Edley is the only person ever to win the Scrabble National Championship 3 times. You are in Orlando, Florida right now, and it's a big week for Scrabble players like yourself. Hundreds are fighting it out for the title, and it's really a special year, isn't it? Scrabble turns 60. Why do you think it's lasted so long?
Well, it's innately fun. People get the aha experience, taking a jumble of letters and finding a word in them.
And that bingo would be a big aha. Tell us what that means in Scrabble.
Well, when you play bingo, that means you've used all 7 of your tiles in one play, and you get an extra 50 points, which is huge.
And does a bell go off somewhere in the background?
No, maybe in your each player's head.
Now you've been
feels great.
Now you've been a fan for how long, and how much of a fan? I mean, tell me, is XI a word?
XI, sure, it's a Greek letter. I've been a fan for 30 years, basically. 1978, I took it up seriously. And, in fact, I took a job as a desk clerk to study 4 or 5 hours a day for 2 years. And then I played in the 1980 Nationals, and I was fortunate enough to win it.
Isn't that a bit much? You actually organized your life around Scrabble, a game?
That's a long story, but the short of it is that it took me 10 years in my 20s to figure out that, you know, games can be not only fun, but they can improve people's lives in many ways.
And, how has it improved yours?
Well, yeah, outside of the obvious that I've been working at it for 20 years, there's something innately positive about having the experience of competing, finding words from the jumble of letters, socializing with people who love the same thing, and people love it. People love it. So I know I'm doing a good thing when I'm teaching the game, when I'm playing in a tournament, when I'm promoting the game. Mm-hmm. It's just innately fun.
Give me some advice. We're big Scrabble players in my house, and my mother has this way of always basically kicking our behinds. What? Give me something I can battle, go to battle with her.
Well,
with.
There are 101 two-letter words. You need to learn them. We have those words at the National Scrabble Association on a list. And if you learn them and then learn how to play parallel, make parallel plays, if you have idea on the board, you can play foxy right below it, parallel, making I-F-D-O-E-X and A-Y, and you get a huge number of points that way. You learn how to play parallel, you'll score a lot more than your family members.
Finally, and very quickly, is this an extra special 60th anniversary of Scrabble since you're actually 60 yourself this year?
Yes, I am. I was hoping that maybe I could win it again this year, but I don't think I'm going to get that far. But, yeah, it's special for me.
Joe Edley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Joe Edley coming to us from Orlando, Florida, where the National Scrabble Championship is taking place. I admire anyone who can win a championship in Scrabble. It's tough. You ever play, John?
Oh, yeah. I hate Scrabble. But he had a really foxy idea there. I just lose all the time. I get behind, and then I'm
it's
done.
It's your toast.
I'm looking for Z's always.